You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and I am broadcasting from our Allstate Showcase Studios West. I'm in Los Angeles for a few days working on a project, so I don't have the opportunity to meet in person our guests in studio back on Michigan Avenue in the Tribune Tower. This week at Zany's, we have Adam Ray and Avery Pearson. Adam Ray is a comedian that you may, and an actor. And
thank you.
Yes, actor and a podcast host.
And a gentleman, and to be fair.
Thank you so much,
yeah,
Avery.
Very
and
gracious.
As my mom says, a fine young man whose best performance was the Cowardly Lion in the Lake Forest Park production of The Wizard of Oz.
Wow. Aww.
Yeah. Circa, what was that, fifth grade? So that was 1993? Wow.
And did she have to work on that costume? Was she kind of invested? Yeah.
Oh, she did. My mom was very, she wasn't full on stage mom, but she was like... Look, she loved that I was in the arts. She loved that she also thought I just had like probably way more talent than I did. But she just, I think, easily amused. Like, she's somebody that saw Shanghai Nights like 9 times in the theater, you know, where she's just like, Chen and Wilson together, finally, you know?
And I love that.
But I was a bigger kid. Like, I loved Pop-Tarts and Cool Whip. And hey, don't make them so tasty if you don't want me to double fist them and dip them. So,
sure. Fair. That's fair.
Which, by the way, Pop Tarts and Cool Whip, looking for sponsors. If you want to hit me up, Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. I'll post pictures of your Pop Tarts. I'll dip them, whatever. So, I'm Cowardly Lion, and I was a big kid, and she helped me make the costume. Definitely was sweating a lot because a lot of dance moves, a lot of step ball changing, a lot of I'm off to see the wizard. I was like, I'm off to Baskin Robbins, you know. Do you
now,
have
did
ice
you do
cream
a
cake?
Burt Lahr? Did you try to make it your own?
Or I did.
Did you find yourself like,
no way.
Because you don't want to do Burt Lahr. I mean, like, that was Burt Lahr.
Yeah, but you definitely want to be Burt Lahr-esque. You definitely want, because for the, you know, none of the kids at the production or viewing the production really know what the classic like but all the parents there, like, you want to, like, my mom instilled in me, she was like watch the movie a bunch and like get down, like, see if you can get some Burt Lahr in you, and which is still her slogan in life, you know, like, see if you can get some Burt Lahr. It's how she was raised, you know.
And he was a stand-up comic. I mean, he was a performer in vaudeville, so it makes complete sense.
Isn't it crazy? Like, that is, like, to me, I don't know. And I love that you know that, by the way. And this is why you're killing it. Because you have to know these things about, like, the greats that came before you. You know, like,
that's right.
Everyone's so caught up in, like, you know, Kanye West or, like,
Keanu Reeves.
You know, like,
okay,
sorry.
We get it. You're Canadian.
You know what? I don't even know. Maybe I'm wrong, too. Hey, who knows?
No, you're right.
Yeah. I feel badly now.
Don't.
No. Avery. Avery's our guest, too.
But
Avery's,
I'm not,
you know, and Avery, too, like, you know, let's talk about a guy who's
right.
crushing the comedy game.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Also, I believe he tours all over North America performing comedy, the goddamn Comedy Jam, including the Kennedy Center, Just for Laughs. He has an IMDb page, so that's good. That helps me a little bit.
Avery also runs a very popular show, one of the most popular shows in L.A., called The 88 Show, in which he has, I'm not going to take credit, but I was going to say the amount of stuff that we got to jam on definitely fueled some ideas for further endeavors,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So Avery runs a show. Will you tell her, Ave?
All right. I mean, the show's called The 88 Show. It's,
I'll take it from here. So Avery basically does a show.
I should say Adam is dressed in a full Cowardly Lion outfit right now. Just so you're
if
listening,
I
so.
Were king of the interview, I'd let Avery not speak much. That's my Burt Lahr.
It's great.
Well done. Bravo.
Wait, take it away.
The 88 show. It's at the Hollywood Improv monthly. And the idea is I have comics come, they do a set, and then I kind of banter with them like Dean Martin. And then we break into an original song. And there's no other show that's like it. We just write these hilarious songs. And yes, I am just trying to recreate monthly my experience with Adam Ray.
Yeah.
And it's going great.
Yeah.
I mean, this month I have Andrew Santino and Eric Griffin, and Adam, I believe you're going to be on the show.
I'll be on the show. Yeah.
By the way, Adam, you're on the show. Just put that on your calendar.
Yeah, for
Adam's
sure.
On I'm always
down.
My
I'm always down to, like, sing. Look, like, all comedians want to be rock stars. All rock stars want to be comedians, which is why the goddamn Comedy Jam, you know, succeeded so well. And
a shout out to Josh Adam Myers for
Josh
creating
Adam
it.
Myers for creating it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I will have you know, Patty, we just were in Montreal, right, for the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
So cool.
And on a handful of shows, In particular, the goddamn Comedy Jam performed in front of 15,000 people on an outdoor stage. I sang Four Non Blondes' What's Up.
It was amazing.
To 15,000 Montreal Canadiens. Yeah. And guess what? None of them cared.
Right. But, and none of them spoke English.
None of them spoke English. I was like, come on, everybody. There was a moment where Josh was like, oh, dude, it's going to be great. Dude.
Oh, yeah,
like,
this is the best.
If you know Josh Adam Myers, you're like, what a great impression. If you don't, you're like, who's that smoker who's going to die soon?
Why did that guy swallow blades?
Yeah. Why did he swallow blades? So he's like, dude, you got to do Four Non Blondes. It's going to crush, dude. Like, people will be holding their phones up singing, hey, yeah. So I get out there for that moment, and I hold my phone up to kind of give them a little bit of, like, you know, like, come on, this is what you should do. Feel the moment, feel the energy. And I'm singing it, and nobody's doing it. And I'm like, oh, bomb city. I should have sung Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life, and done it for me.
Is that what would that be your
go-to? Sometimes you got to do it for yourself. Sometimes it's got to be whatever you need at that point.
Sometimes you need a little Burt Lahr in you, says Puddin' Cox. Yeah.
That's my
mom's name is Puddin, by the way, if anybody wants to know that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Well, I already know that Avery has a three-legged Lhasa Shi. I don't know what that is. I'm surprised it's on his IMDb page.
I have a three-legged Lhasa Shih Tzu named Norman, who's named after Norm from City Slickers, the cow, and Norm from Cheers. And he's super cute, and he's got an underbite.
Okay.
What is that?
Well,
why?
They all do.
Well, like you can't
all
name your
dog. Have an underbite.
They do. Is that a one-act play you're putting on in Los Angeles while you're out there? All Shih Tzus have an underbite. Hi, I'm Patty. Please turn your cell phones off and your pages. If you're in the 80s, I love when people still do that.
Yeah.
Wait, but Avery, you can't name your pet after two characters.
I did. His name's Norman and Norm.
But no, but you said Norm from Cheers and Norman from City Slickers. I feel like it's... That's like being
there
like,
it is.
That's like... No.
Why are you so upset about this?
That's like
this?
Being like, hi, this is my pet rabbit, Julia, named after Julia Roberts from Notting Hill.
Right.
And you're like, definitely not her character name. And then they go, also, Julia Childs.
Yeah, absolutely.
From Julia and Julia, which was actually Meryl Streep. My rabbit's name is Streep. And you're like, okay. You know how to name pets?
That is so, there's so many layers to this. Yeah.
Well, that's all the more for the pet, though. Norm now has a full identity.
He does.
Patty, do you have any pets?
I have a loss of Maltese, as a matter of fact.
There you go. Looks like also we're kindred spirits.
Yeah, circle gets the square. All right, now what is a loss of Masa Beats?
No, I don't know if you're. That's loss of Masa.
Is that what you say?
It's a loss that's on Masa.
I get it confused with the mountain. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it's a whole other thing.
No. So I want a dog bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up with old English sheepdogs, and I'm at that point in my life where, like, look, no girlfriend, no kids. Okay. I know, it's sad. My folks split when I was 9. Thanks for bringing it up. Avery, Jesus.
Wow. Yeah. Why are you crying?
So
that's why he wears the cowardly lion.
That's exactly why.
Give me some courage. No, but I want a dog because I want that. I miss that. I don't know. There's
love. Love in your life.
Yeah, but, like, you know, I get it from my nieces and nephews and, like, you know, the occasional, like... Look, there's some websites you can go on.
All right.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Quiznos.com. Jeez. Pump the brakes, weirdo.
Delicious.
And
green
you can't
onions.
Be that comic that travels with a dog. You can't be that comic that has to have it in the green room and someone's got to watch the dog while you're on stage.
Well, look, shout out to my friend Eliza Schlesinger.
Absolutely.
I love you dearly.
Yep.
You bring Blanche everywhere.
She's
and
the
guess
cutest.
What? Sometimes it's a little too much.
It's a lot. Yeah. Hold my dog.
Hold my dog. Hey,
hold
you
my
hold
dog.
Your dog. You brought the dog. But
take the dog on stage.
Take the dog on stage.
Take the dog on stage.
And Blanche is adorable, and she deserves her own show. That's a whole other podcast.
Totally.
But I feel like, I don't know, dogs bring this extra, you know, anybody that gets a pet that is not a, like cats, for example.
Okay, cats. Felines.
Felines. Can we all
the
agree?
Worst, right?
Cats are maybe, are legitimately.
Okay.
And I'll go on record saying this.
It's on live radio.
The worst creatures. Of all time.
Okay. I have to stand between you and the cat lovers that listen to the show.
Boy. All right, let me
take
that
we'll take
back.
A break here. Let's take a break here while he walks that back
talk
and fixes
after
it.
This break.
I take it back. I love cats. I saw the play 4 times on Broadway.
We just lost half our listeners.
I know all those songs. No, here's the opening song from Cats on Broadway. It's it's why do we suck so much? We're cats. Dogs have
Guts. Carry on, gentlemen, while we take a break. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. I'm back for this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in our Allstate Showcase Studios West. I'm in Los Angeles for a quick project. Couple days I'll be out here and back home in our Allstate Showcase Studios in the Tribune Tower. Joining us is Adam Ray and Avery Pearson. They're appearing at the Zanies in Rosemont with shows Thursday through Saturday. You can go to the Zanies.com website to find out more about showtimes or call the box office at 847-813-0484. Again, that's 847-813-0484. That's over in the Entertainment District, and it is one of the best comedy clubs in the country. I hope you guys are having a good time out there. It sounds like you're having a blast with the show that you're doing. Adam, Avery?
Yep, it really is. It's sorry, I didn't. I was.
Yeah, we should tell her. I mean, you were
okay. So, so during the break, I was. Well, look, I put everything. I took my entire bank account and I put it on the Powerball for Chicago.
Right. Uh-oh.
Yeah. And right. I heard.
Oh, for Chicago because we're in debt. That's
I heard,
nice of you.
I heard that it was 700. Is it million or
seven,
billion?
Seven hundred million.
700 million.
Which is just short of a billion. I don't know if that's true or not.
It doesn't matter. But the point is, it's a life changing number. And you know, I applaud the lottery for being the lottery because look, they suck you. That slogan is like
right.
If you want to talk about slogans that suck you in, the lottery, it could be you.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. And people hear that on the other end of the TV and they go, you know what? I never thought of it like that before. It could be me. And then they spend $90 on 12 tickets. And it's like, what do you really think? There's a when the odds are 1 in 7 billion, it's like there's a better chance of Oprah showing up to your house with a truck full of Reese's peanut butter cups and throwing them like directly at your head, frisbee style. And as she's throwing them, says like, "You can eat whatever you like," you know, some like, and she's like,
"Oh, good callback."
Yeah, she's trying to be like topical. Maybe she does a Bert Lahr impression, you know that. Yeah, maybe she pulls up old footage of your elementary school play.
Wow,
as she's tossing Reese's into your face.
Yeah,
there's a better chance of that happening than you winning the lottery. And again, not to be Debbie Downer because I did,
but
play.
You kind of are. Yeah,
I did buy a couple tickets.
Did you?
Well, here's what I want to know, Patty. What would you do with $700 million?
Great, great question.
We all think about it. Yep. I would get. Let me just step right in here.
Before we
I don't want to be. I'll be Debbie Downer if I do that. If I was talking for reals, I mean, because I know this is when we talk about money. I get for reals. I would make a community for individuals, adults with autism. So I have a son who has a special needs. See, you didn't think it was going to go that way.
No, but I'm glad you did because that's an amazing answer.
That was really good. I was going to say buy a boat full of macaroni and cheese, but your answer is much better.
Well, you could actually do both.
Yeah, that's true. It's a lot of money.
Because $700 million Absolutely. Would get, I'd say, 200 of that million would get you a dope center.
Yes,
right?
I agree.
So, what would you do with the other 500?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
I'd make another center somewhere else for them.
Oh my God. Okay. Too good of a person.
Listen, you have an extra $30 million to do whatever you want.
I'll take a million of my money and I'll get you a slip and slide bouncy house combo. Okay?
Yeah. And you can have mac and cheese.
That's amazing.
I would just buy a pony and then drag a boat filled with macaroni. How's that?
A pony with macaroni.
A macaroni
done.
Pony.
A macaroni pony. That's baloney.
Macaroni pony is playing at the Lakeshore Theater next Tuesday at 9 p.m.
Riveting work.
True story.
It's a one-person
Bring
play.
Bring a block of cheese, you get in for free. Wouldn't that be great if concerts started to charge? It was just like one of because you know like there's those canned food drives where it's like bring a can of soup
and then
see the show.
See a play.
Yeah, see a play.
Now I have to ask: do you barrel through interviews like this in order to avoid being asked about your YouTube videos?
No, I'm so sorry. I really look. It's also
okay.
Like,
so here's the thing: is that like I know I didn't.
This is your show.
No, so here's what happened. I had never heard of this. I had never heard of this, right? I was texting with a friend of mine a couple of years ago. I was like at the Cleveland Improv, and I posted a picture of me and another girl holding like it was a bachelorette party.
Awesome.
And we were both holding a glass, and someone tagged it and said two girls in a cup, and I was like I didn't get the reference.
Classic.
And then no one should go down that rabbit hole.
No.
Right.
But the best thing about it when I found out about it were the reaction videos and so is your reaction yours is the Kermit one?
Oh boy. I mean
oh my
take it
God.
Away, Kermit.
Yeah, so
I'm
look
so very I'm so sad I can't meet you in person.
Oh wow. Wait, you saw that one?
Yes.
I mean, guess what? Over 7 million people did.
Over 7 million. Of course.
Well, you know what's crazy? I mean, look, that happened, and look, if you don't know what Two Girls, One Cup is at this point in your life,
don't,
I feel bad
don't,
for you.
Don't.
But
don't.
Also,
then you've done something
you.
Right.
You've done something right.
Yes.
I guess.
Everything right.
You've look, I saw that video, and I go, it took us that long for this to happen? You know, like that was,
you were
for all the things in the world, I was like, this is, but also that was the, that was when YouTube really was like, made a statement where they were like, yo, if you're logging on, you're DFW, you're down for whatever, you
hell
know?
Yeah.
Because this isn't just like old Full House reruns and like mm-hmm. news bloopers. It's also crazy videos entitled, you know, a couple gals and a drinking container,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
So everyone was making reaction videos. Was it at the first
sort of perimeter of reaction videos?
Yes.
Because now everything gets a reaction video.
Yes, totally. You're exactly right. That was like a time when all of a sudden people were posting videos of their grandmas or just groups of girls watching it. And I was watching them and I was fascinated by it. I was like, this is unbelievable that these videos, there's a video of someone's grandma watching this horrendous video and it has 3 million views. So I was like, you know, it was at a time when I graduated acting school from USC and I was doing open mics and I was like trying to, I'd done, you know, videos in high school. My buddy and I took over our high school news program and we started kind of do, you know, we made it like a sketch show basically. It started off as a 5-minute news show. And then by our senior years, we started in sophomore year. By our senior years, it was 15 minutes and would play at the beginning of class every Friday morning. And some teachers wouldn't even air it because they were like, this is 15 minutes of these, you know, kids like doing these stupid videos. So we would do that. And then I'm trying to do that stuff in post-college. And Two Girls, One Cup comes along. And I'm like, I should jump on the bandwagon.
Bingo.
And take advantage of this hype. But I was like, I don't want to do it as me, and I don't have a grandma nearby, so maybe I'll do it as a Muppet, an iconic character. Like, who do people love? Kermit. Who would love to see Kermit react to it? And then I had a Ralph the dog puppet, don't ask why, and I had Kermit show Ralph, and that one got a couple million. And you know what's so funny? My roommate at the time, Sean, quick shout out to Sean, who was a big, he loved to drink.
Cool.
Let's just say that. And he lived with me and loved to drink.
Party.
And he came into my room and I was like, Sean, you just need to come in and basically show Kermit this video. And so he's in that. And he worked at this restaurant and he was like, dude, he's like, you don't know how hard I brag about being the guy whose head you can kind of see in that video. Because you know. But, you know, and then it got viral and it's like, look, you never can pick what's going to hit, but would I love some of my other videos to be more popular? For sure. But
all
that's
right.
Just...
Well, from there, first of all, did you ever hear, like, did you get any trouble with Jim Henson's production company?
No, and, like, that's what's tough, because, like, there's a, I might work with them shortly, and so I'm debating whether or not to pull all that down. And this might be the kick in the pants I need. There's like a part I'm up for that's I want really bad that I think is gonna happen. And
you need to take that down, dude.
I think so.
Yeah,
because take it down.
And look, I'm a giant Muppet fan too. So it's like literally, like, I mean, you know, you see that video and you're probably like, oh, this guy. Like, why would you have a Kermit puppet if you weren't a fan? And I remember my mom when she saw it. You know, sweet mother, she was just, she was like, I love, she didn't know what the video was. So she was, she goes, I thought it was a little crude, but I love that you involved Kermit.
Oh my God. I love that.
She didn't get it.
You love the Muppets. And she's like, but what is the cup of the two girls? I go, don't look at that, mom.
No, no one Google that.
No, it's just,
I had to bring it up because it does amuse me. We are hanging out with Avery Pearson and Adam Ray. They're appearing at the Zanies in Rosemont. You can go to zanies.com for more ticket information. And by the way, I don't know if you guys drink beer. Do you drink beer? I think we have beer coming in.
I'm more of a tequila guy, but I do love beer.
We have some craft beer coming in the studio.
I love that.
Yes,
that combo.
Dovetail Brewery is joining us after
the
news, and then we have a rap party. For theater groups all over Chicago. We have a rap party on the air. We bring them food and drinks, or just maybe
cool.
drinks, and we talk about how the production run went.
Where are we going to play?
What's happening?
Yeah, where
it was. Sparks.
What
you can hang out?
Nicholas
for a bit.
Sparks, the Notebook.
The
yes.
guy?
Wait,
but the musical.
Hold on. The Notebook,
musical,
the musical?
Wait, so how did the end of that go? Was it like, I'm getting ready
this
to die.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago
with
WGNRadio.com.
Okay.
If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say
in
play WGN Radio
sure.
on TuneIn. Here with your news is Rob Martyr. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting from our Allstate Showcase Studios West. I'm in Los Angeles for a few days. And joining us in studio, we've been hanging out with Avery Pearson and Adam Ray, who are appearing appearing at the Zanies in Rosemont this week. And we're thrilled to welcome Dovetail Brewery. Yeah. Someone sounds excited.
Well, we've been hanging with Mr.
We've been
Dovetail
hanging,
here.
And by hanging, we mean drinking
Hell
the
yeah.
goods.
Drinking some beers, some Dovetail beer.
Yeah.
Having some Dovetail. I'm so jealous. I hope that they brought some that we can save in our fridge.
Just can I say, it's delicious.
All right, then.
We brought extra.
Oh, I'm so glad. Now, who am I talking to? Haagen-Dazs?
This is Haagen-Dazs.
Haagen-Dazs, I apologize.
That's all right.
Is that your real birth name?
It was my real birth name, believe it or not.
Now, did they ever, was there ever a moment when your folks were like, we're dangerously close to Haagen-Dazs?
My dad's name is also Haagen-Dazs. We're the only two Haagen-Dazs that I know of.
Nice.
And, there was a time when I was about 12, 13, where I was like, when I turn 18, I'm changing my name.
To Ben and Jerry's. Yeah.
I'm going to be Baskin Robbins.
Nice.
Haagen-Dazs, what does it mean? It's a great name. And it's like, you know, when you meet somebody who runs a brewery, you definitely want them to have like a very cool.
I have read that Dost is means one of two things. It's either like a type of oregano,
cool,
found in Germany, or it means the guy who lives next to nothing.
Wow, I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's great.
There's something poetic about it.
Mm-hmm. It is.
The guy who lives next to nothing.
Now it's a lonely man.
Yeah, was that basically you subtly trying to tell us? Can we crash on your couch?
Yeah.
So tell us how Dovetail Brewery came to be. And by the way, so we also have with us it's Bill, right?
Well, Bill is not here tonight. Bill is brewing. Early
keep
tomorrow
him
morning.
Yeah, keep that guy working.
We got to keep cranking out the beer. So it's just me tonight. But Bill and I. We're both certified master brewers, and we met in beer school, which is
okay.
That's as wonderful as it sounds.
It is.
It sounds amazing.
Sounds the best.
It really
does. And for us, beer school happened to be in Germany.
Munich. So you meant it. You weren't
so
like
we were serious about it. We're not.
It was no
not
online
around.
Studying for you. No, you're going to go right to Germany, right to the source.
Yep. So we actually did split our time here between here, a school here called the Siebel Institute, and a school called Dömen's in Germany.
Okay. And what sort of distinguishes German beer from all the craft beers that are going on out there? People in their garages and obviously there's some great breweries in Chicago. I think we're number two to only Portland at this point, right?
I believe that's true.
Yeah.
The beers that we make, you know, we're making continental European style beers, so not just German beers, but also Czech and Belgian style beers.
Nice.
But the German style beers are more that we make are more lagers and wheat beers, and the lager tends to be more about malt and about a really pleasant bitterness and a drinkability. It's kind of a beer that you can drink with friends, have a good time, have a nice conversation, goes really well with food. And it's not as much about the beer as it is about like kind of accentuating your good time.
And can I just say, I think we're all friends in this room right now as a result of this beer.
I love that, sure. As you should be.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased. And Haagen, you've also expanded into Indiana now. You're taking over that territory as well.
We have. We've sent all of one shipment over to Indiana. So gradually taking over the region.
Nice.
I'm kidding.
Wow, dude. Can I be honest? Completely missed the joke. That's why you do what you do, and we do what we do. But I will say this. But I will say this. The polos, the Dovetail polos, I don't know if there's a website or like if you are the model for the polos, but if you are, I'm on board, and I want one.
He looks great.
You look great.
Come into the brewery. We'll get you one.
Are you hitting on me? Because, yes, dude, it worked. We just talked about off air about taking a tour of the brewery, and that is something that you offer, yeah?
We do. Saturdays at 11. Show you what we do, how we do it.
Or if you're a comedian at the Rosemont Zanies, Friday, whenever.
Friday, show up and
Friday,
we'll do it.
Friday, whenever.
Show up and we'll drink a few beers and have a good time.
Patty,
and where is your? Oh, go ahead. Yes, yeah. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, I'm just so curious. Like, how much do you know? I feel like brewing beer is one of those things where I want to know everything about it, and every opportunity I get. And I learn a little bit more, I always forget it. And I'm like, God, maybe I just need to like be in the world of... Like, how do you find the...
Hops.
Yes.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
All right. How do you do that?
There are big companies that sell hops. We know about all different kinds of hops, just having brewed with them and learned about them. So we buy them from, we buy them from a couple of suppliers that we have. But you should come to the tour.
We are, dude.
Because we enjoy teaching about beer and all aspects of beer.
Patty, will you be back for this? Will you join us?
No, yeah. I won't be back on Saturday. I know, I'll be back late Saturday.
Welcome back to Bummerville.
Sorry.
No.
Table for
two.
No chill.
After my show Saturday, I'll try to get out to Rosemont because I'll be in Arlington Heights performing.
Oh,
at
where Fyodor's at?
High School.
What's going on?
I'm doing a fundraiser for St. Fyodor's High School out in the suburbs.
Can we do it?
You want us to play the show? Is this what this is all about? Do you want me to bring my piano and do a song?
This is what I'm saying. I think you have an obligation to Rosemont.
Yeah, but if the timing works, we would roll to a charity show first and then come to the...
Look at that. Surprise, everybody. I love that. We're doing it at 7:30 in Arlington Heights.
And we will do the next one.
Yep, next time. Let us know in the future.
And the timing didn't work out. That's amazing, though. I want to see you perform. That sounds awesome.
And Hagen, where is your Dovetail Brewery located?
Dovetail is at 1800 West Bell Plain. That's Bell Plain and Ravenswood, right about two minutes from the Irving Park Brown Line stop. Closest big intersection would be Irving and Ravenswood.
Nice.
Okay.
Why is it called Dovetail? Have we...
All right, Avery.
That's a beautiful thing.
There's a line, dude.
Is that me?
Yeah. It's very personal.
Okay. We're all friends.
We're drinking beer.
Yeah.
So the Dovetail, that refers to the Dovetail joint of carpentry. Mm-hmm. It's the strongest joint in woodworking. The best dovetails hold without glue and nails.
Right.
And we see our brewery as two brewers coming together to form a stronger brewery. Bill and I couldn't do this without each other. So we both have strengths and weaknesses like anybody.
Yeah.
And luckily, we don't have the same strengths. We have opposite strengths and weaknesses.
But you need that. And also, that is a super underrated recognition between like partners and anything, like
totally,
you know, like with Avery and I, it's like
we're Dovetail.
Yeah. Like I recognize, like I'm the funny one. Avery's the one with hair.
All right,
like, longer hair. I still have gray hair, but like yes.
But I have, to be fair, I do
like,
have better
Avery
hair.
Avery hits the keyboard, goes beep boop beep boop, and I go, I'll do the funny singing,
right?
Stuff. And
I go,
but you need that.
I know, but you need that guy. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead,
no. I was wondering if Hagen and Bill have a background and what kind of carpentry background you have, because I went to Lane Tech and I have a lot. We did all wood shop stuff. So I have a lot of jokes in my head now.
You know what? I went to Lane Tech.
Whoa.
Class 88.
Yeah, I was figuring that perhaps that was the because I was like it is better to do a dovetail than a butt joint. So I figured that's probably
is.
A better name.
What's a butt joint?
Sorry, we're gonna take a quick rewind on that one.
You can't say butt tape.
Biscuit joints are the hardest because you have to make that. You have to make a little biscuit and then you have to also then carve out the parts where you're gonna slip that biscuit.
All right.
Why are we talking about? We're talking in metaphors. Get the cowardly lying out here again.
King of the butt biscuit. All right. What are we saying?
Who did you have for woodshop, Hagen?
I had Mr. Lindley.
I had Mr. Pygott.
I had
Kellogg Middle School. I'm serious. Seattle, Washington. Mr. Pygott.
Did you?
He was involved in a weird lawsuit about a month ago, but that's the
okay.
Same.
It's not what you think it was. It doesn't sound good.
Right,
it's a weird lawsuit.
It is what you think it is, but he's fine.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
He was actually framed. I'll tell the story.
No, they're reminiscing right now. Hold on, they're reminiscing.
So, all right, Mr. Davenport.
No, that's all right. I was going to ask, for sophomore year, did you have to have electric shop, wood shop? I mean, not wood shop, but auto shop. We had a choice, and you did print shop, didn't you, Hagen?
No, I did not do print shop. I did machine shop.
Yep,
and house framing shop.
You had house framing?
I had house framing.
See, that was. I always wanted to have auto shop, but Mr. Schaffness seemed kind of strange. That seemed like a weird way.
Yeah,
to
that go. Was a good choice.
It was a good choice, yeah. No, I ended up with electric shop and machine shop. Whoever thought? Cause I still have my hammer. Now here's where Avery.
Right. And you can probably still, solder a joint.
Absolutely. Oh, you put a piece of metal on a lathe. I'm good to go. Give me,
nice. Give me the right tools. A woman who's good with a lathe.
I'm just saying. Yeah, this is. These guys in the studio are like, what kind of high schools do they have in Chicago?
That sounds wonderful and magical, yeah, and I like it a lot, and I wish I would have grew up there.
No, actually, the worst thing I had was Foundry. Now, so because it was freshman year, we had to split the year between, right? We had to have split the year between wood shop and what was the other? Electrical shop?
Wood shop and electric shop, and then you got your electives later on.
Yeah. And, well, I didn't elect for Foundry.
Like whoever got into Foundry, they were just left over. Like your luck ran out.
Yeah, we didn't plan ahead. We did not plan ahead.
You ended up doing sand castings.
Sand castings.
Yes. Oh.
What was your favorite class in middle school, Patty?
I love history. History's my favorite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. How about yourself?
You know what? I was a I was a PE guy. No. I loved that jump rope pickleball day. No, I loved English.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I have appreciation for the language. How about you, Avery?
My favorite subject?
Yes.
Toronto history.
Toronto pronunciation of Keanu Reeves.
Joe Carter Celebration Day.
Oh, my God. That was the best. 12 years old and watching that home run go over their left field.
I mean, that was I remember that day.
It was drama, by the way. Yeah. But the Joe Carter home run was just elated me. It was. Right.
But what was your favorite subject?
In high school?
Yeah.
It was drama.
Yeah.
Drama.
Yeah, actually, I'll go back. It was for me too.
Drama.
Anything where I could drama be. Also, drama. Though, I also love Spanish, but that's because my Spanish teacher, Mrs. Holbert, shout out Siri Holbert, she allowed me to be like really goofy all the time, and like I would make weird videos for my like projects instead of like actually doing the project. I was the only one. She would be like, "All right, you can make a funny video because I know it's going to be funny," and I would like make up I don't know.
Did you make up Spanish words?
Yeah, I made up Spanish.
Can you make up one right now?
Boy, why you really put me on the spot?
Look out.
Maybe this isn't.
Watch out with the FCC. You never know if you're making something up or if you're for real. That's problematic.
Fair enough. Well, let's rewind on that one.
I will say the sentences I remember. Me gusta jugar el fútbol.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I like to play football.
Okay.
Thank you, Patty, for the win.
Welcome.
Circle gets a square. ¿Dónde está un lápiz?
What's a lápiz?
It's a pencil,
it's
dummy.
My pencil.
Nice. Yeah. I grew up in Canada. I do this for French.
Great.
Je m'excuse, monsieur Adam Ray. Pardonne-moi. Où est la salle de bain?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what is that?
Where's the bathroom?
Great.
Oh, wow.
You know where the bathroom is in Spanish? Puedo ir al baño.
That sounds like a great restaurant.
Yep, it is.
Wait.
It's a bathroom restaurant.
Wait, you just said I can go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
You tried so hard.
Oh, boy. You know what? Well, can I be honest? That's what my thing was.
Yeah.
It was I would stand up in the middle of the class and go, I can go pee. And everyone was like, nobody cares. You fail.
Confidence is how you pass
class.
What's 1 + 1? I don't know. He's pretty confident. He says it was 3. Well, you look good doing it.
I don't know, Hagen. I don't know if you want to have these guys hanging out at the Dovetail Brewery.
Oh, it's fine.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, how many?
We're Dovetail fans.
This happens all
Hagen,
the time.
How many? We're Dovetail. We're also Ducktail fans. You know what I'm saying?
Woo-hoo.
Now, Hagen, how many people come through that have literally no clue about beer to where it makes you angry? You know what I'm saying? This is a great question. Where it comes to, because look, it's like, and Patty can attest to this. In our world, it's like someone comes through, they might ask you such a, inquisitive question.
No, the
question.
Worst thing is being told a bit. Hey, I got a joke for you.
I got a joke for you. Or like, do you know this person? You should tell them this. Or like, you should be in this. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you talk to Seinfeld?
Yeah.
You guys, you mentioned Martin Short earlier. I got to hang out with him one night. And
jealous.
Oh, he's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
And a woman came up. She was totally drunk. And she goes, so what made you think you were going to be funny? Why'd you get into comedy?
To Martin Short.
And he was so gracious and patient.
Of course, he's the best.
And then she goes, so what does your wife think about you traveling? And this was after.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this was after Kelly Ripa had made the mistake on national television.
What
right?
did Kelly Ripa do?
I don't
do?
Remember that.
By the way, that's a show I'm trying to pitch to TLC.
Realize,
what did Kelly Ripa do?
She didn't realize.
Well, we go around the country following Kelly Ripa and be like, what did she do? And then you realize nobody cares.
What did she do?
She did the same thing. She didn't realize his wife had passed away. So it was, one of those things.
Wait a minute. Live on the air?
And this guy was so nice to Mark Short was so nice.
He's a legend.
To this woman.
He's the best.
Oh, he just smiled and like, and I grabbed his wrist because his forearm because I was like, you are the best person on the planet.
There's a certain like stage in life where you got to check in. You got to do your homework. You got to be like, is this person a widow? You know?
Yeah.
Or
quick widow check.
Quick widow check.
This is not a good line.
Dude, trust your heart.
Okay. Widow check.
Who comes to the brewery and goes, what is beer? Like, is there ever something like that where you go, hey, can I put you in a actual, hops?
Container.
Thank you. And turn you into a beer. And we'll call it Dum Dum. Dum Dum, thank you. Nobody wants to drink it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, it's like something out of Willy Wonka's brewery. I don't know.
Yes.
All right,
Hagen, is there an everlasting gobstopper? Yeah. And is there a chocolate river, a chocolate lager river?
And am I Veruca Salt of beer?
There could be.
You're even speaking like Wonka, dude.
If you imagine it,
a lager
river and Avery.
With Avery.
Nice.
Anything.
Be careful what you wish for.
All right, Hagen, you just discouraged me from showing up, dude. You know what? It was a joke. Now it's creepy.
Let's take a break here so we can give Hagen a chance to consider his answer on the post. And we also have the cast of Nicholas Sparks, the musical, with their rap party. We want to share some of their celebration with them.
So excited for this.
Yeah.
I can't, this
is a real thing.
Hey, remember the closing number?
Right.
I'm going to die.
Right
no, you had to hear some of these songs.
With
maybe
me.
Hopefully they'll sing more to this on 720 WG.
Can I build your house? By the way, Patty, it needs to be said that like the ease in which you host and run the show is should not be overlooked because Abe and I come in.
Yeah. Guns
and then
blaring.
We got Hagen, and we come, you know, it's like we add Hagen to the mix. Like he's a wild card.
He's got a
you know
great name. You
he's
know.
Got a great name.
He's
got
pouring
a great
his beer.
Shirt. He's pouring his beer. He smells great. We're a little like weirded out by
wow.
that.
Wow, that's
we've been cuddling
that's
for a
like,
minute.
How, yeah. how would you describe
Hagen
the smell?
Have been spooning.
It's part of a bigger issue though.
What does he smell like? Is it like a peppery sweetness to
it? Answer this.
Is
he smells like
floral. What is that? Really?
He smells like chestnut and
can we
promise.
Do the commercial? Avery, do the commercial for Hagen's cologne. Ready?
Absolutely.
No, here, you do Hagen's voice in like the heightened Hagen cologne commercial.
For
and
sure.
I'll do the VO. Ready?
Okay.
Have you ever wanted to dance with the moon?
Hi, I'm Hagen.
Oh, no.
Have you ever wanted to smell like something different?
I smell kind of funny.
Has the fire ever turned you on?
Do you like getting lit on fire?
Does the chuckle of a baby's laughter make you want to possibly be a father yourself, but you're not sure because that girl you texted late night who you met on Facebook didn't respond and it made you insecure?
Get out of my brain.
Introducing Hagen, the scent for every man.
Hi, I'm Hagen. Come to Dovetail Brewery.
We know your name.
Oh, sorry.
That's
on me. That's on me. That's on me. How many beers did we just sell?
Anyway, the point was...
all the beers.
All the beers.
We sell all the beers.
Oh, God.
Hagen, Patty, make sure everyone... Yes.
I just want to know when we're going to hang
up.
Out.
Let
sorry,
Patty
that's on.
I'm hoping Saturday night.
Good.
I will race over to Zanies and Resmond.
Thank
let's
you.
Do it. Let's figure it out.
Yeah. All right, then. Yes. Hagen, I want to make sure people know how to find you and your amazing beer, Dovetail Brewery, over by there at Irving and Ravenswood area. What's the website for you?
Dovetailbrewery.com, believe it or not.
Well done on that. You never know. It's a roll in the dice, isn't it? You're like, oh, I hope someone hasn't taken this already.
Right,
what are
exactly.
the chances?
Could have been DB Chicago.
And every Saturday you have it could have been I like it better if it's Dovetail. And it's every Saturday you have a brewery tour at 11 a.m.?
At 11 a.m. And we've got a couple of special things coming up this Friday.
Okay.
On the street outside of the brewery there's an event called Friday Night Flights.
First of all, great play on words. Continue.
It is that would be courtesy of our mayor Rahm Emanuel,
good
who
guy.
Loves craft beer, and he's had a series of events on Friday nights, and you'll be able to come to the street outside of our brewery, pay $15 in advance, $20 on site, and try beers from a couple of miles right around us. All the breweries are showing up and serving their beer. And then you can come into our tap room afterwards and enjoy a couple of nice dovetails. Dovetail Beers.
Excellent. You have a great voice for this, by the way. Like, I think you should be doing.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, you should be doing your own commercials.
Yeah. Well, you definitely need to come back so I can hang out and try some of the Dovetail. Not that I wouldn't. I should actually go to your location and enjoy it there as well.
You should.
But
yeah.
I would love to. By the way, we are being corrected by our listener Jay, who says it was not Kelly Ripa. I made this mistake.
Oh, snap.
It was Kathy Lee Gifford. So she must have come back because it was 2012. And she must have come back to or was it on Good Morning America? I don't know.
You know what though? I will say this: like some of these morning talk show hosts, they're so fired up and they're so like, it's 7 a.m., but I'm ready to go. And it's like, well, guess what? You're so pepped up that sometimes you skip a beat and you miss like these human moments where you need to pay attention and lock in and listen. You know, and you didn't do your research. And you, Marty Short. Martine, as Avery knows him, might have even said, like, yo, my recently deceased wife. But Kathy Lee's like, yes, what? Pino at 8 a.m. had a bad idea. And you're like, all right, well, you missed out on an important fact. And now you're going to look like a dum-dum, which is a beer that we're looking to make at Dovetail Brewery.
And that's on you. Looking
like and a that's dum-dum. On you. And you're looking like a dum-dum, looking like a Kathy Lee Gift.
Yeah. Don't be a dum-dum. Go to Dovetail.
Kathy Lee Gift. Yeah, Kathy Lee Gift. Wow. Can we make that gift? A Kathy Lee gift.
Oh, no, double
entendre.
But you know what I'm saying.
No,
sometimes
I get it,
it's too
dude.
Early and you overcompensate and you're like, my energy's organic. You're like, dude, you had 9 shots of espresso or bourbon. We don't know.
Yeah.
The way you're talking.
We don't know how it's going to go.
Great
Wait rhyme.
Good rhyme, Patty. From across the state lines. Still gets it in.
You guys, it's been a blast hanging out with you.
I wish
we could hang out more, and you can hang out for the like. I don't know if we have enough chairs because we've got the cast.
We'll be
cast
here.
We're not going anywhere.
Oh wow,
you're locked in.
They're embedded.
Us.
They're not going anywhere.
Patty, if we're gonna have this much fun, and we're not even in the same like room.
Yeah.
I mean, just think of the possibilities.
That's what I love doing.
I'm excited.
I love that you love my show. That's exactly how
you're killing it.
You're the best.
You run a very good show, and it's no secret. And no mistake that you're out there killing it in LA right now.
Everyone knows
that's very nice of you.
I've also touched all the buttons here on your desk here. Just so
well,
you know,
as long as you don't lick them, just don't lick all the buttons.
I haven't.
Yeah, Avery's got dirty fingers.
Yeah, I got very other piano.
Which is the beer we're trying to make a Dovetail. Also,
my producer
next by Avery.
Yeah. Producer Michael Heidemann is desperate for me to go to news, so let me do that.
Get to the news. That's important.
We have the cast of Nicholas Sparks, a musical, coming up after this. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studios West. I'm so disappointed that I'm not in our Allstate Showcase studio in the Tribune Tower because I had planned on welcoming the cast of Nicholas Sparks, the musical, to celebrate the close of their show that ran for how many weeks? 4 weeks at Stage 773, right? Willie, you there? Who do we have in studio? That's my question.
Hey, it's Annie from Nicholas Sparks, the musical.
Hey, Annie from Nicholas Sparks, the musical. Your brainchild, your baby. How did it go?
Oh, it went super well. This is Vince, also from Nicholas Sparks, the musical.
Excellent. Okay, so we have Annie, we have Vince. Who else we got? Okay. We are shuffling seats and making sure that people have microphones and headphones.
This is Avery again. We're getting a little organized. Everything's going really well.
I can tell. I'm feeling the goodness. It's all seamless. I would say seamless.
Yep.
And probably as seamless as Nicholas Sparks, the musical, ran.
Nice transition.
Really good, Patty.
Now, is it a collection of Sparks' works? Is it like, because all I'm privy to is The Notebook.
So it's
did he do Bernstein Bears Tell the Truth?
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And he also did a collection of beach novels that are all exactly the same and all equally terrible.
Cool.
But also so wonderful.
So heartwarming.
And you totally fall in love.
And perfect for parody, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And perfect for musical parody.
Love that.
Right? Who doesn't love a love song about like hands-on faces, you know?
I don't want to pimp you out, but can I pimp you out?
I want to pimp them out.
So you're done now.
We are officially done.
You're wrapped. So, I mean, like, are you sad, like, Spark style? Are you, like, is there even a song about being sad about the parody musical being over?
So is the spark
run
out?
Here's the thing about Nicholas Sparks movies, just in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're sad towards the end for a brief moment before you realize what a beautiful journey everyone has had.
Aww.
Oh, wow, guys.
No, that's really
okay, you know, I did not expect to be that,
you know?
That
I think I found my
most
charming.
Yeah, I think I found my purpose.
Yeah.
Well, you're right, though. What now? So other than The Notebook, is there a Because that's what everybody thinks of when they think of Nicholas Sparks, right?
Yeah. But there's, you know, Dear John, A Walk to Remember.
Dear John.
Yeah, like they're everywhere. Every single like
was that Avery getting excited all of a sudden?
It was. You know, my boys.
Anybody hugging? Did he do Stop or My Mom Will Shoot?
Oh, right. Oh no.
No, he did Tyler Perry's Madea.
Did he do Air Bud 14? He should.
Air Force One. What is this most famous?
Air Force One, dude. Good call.
Nice, dude.
Give me my family back.
Yeah, there you go,
dude. By the way, Air Force One, the musical should happen, but with Harrison Ford, like an Harrison Ford impersonator. We don't
flying,
want.
We're flying. Flying. We're wow. taking off. There's terrorists.
I hate snakes.
See,
right?
You know,
Indiana crossover.
Yeah. Oh, Indiana crossover. Yeah.
Snakes on a Plane, the musical. All right, wow. Genius. And of course, the dude in the bear hat says it.
It's a monkey.
It's a monkey. Oh,
there's a guy in a monkey hat, by the way, Pat.
That was, I wish I had video of your reaction because you were so genuinely defeated that I didn't know what animal it was. Is it a monkey?
It is a monkey.
You're talking
to
them like
that. How often does that happen?
I don't wear it very
yeah,
often.
Yeah, get on the mic.
Get on the mic, dude.
This is actually the hat I used for the show that I left and Annie was very nice and brought it.
Yeah. Dude, that's a game changer.
He's a 25-year-old man playing a young 8-year-old boy and doing the best job.
Please, you look, dude, get on the mic, first of all, yeah.
Can you
also give us some
do
of the
a
dialogue?
Line. Do something,
like,
guys.
You
do
as an 8-year-old boy, I don't want to say I want to see that like real bad because that's like I have to sign some paperwork, but like.
I'm kind of saying it right now, to be fair.
Give us some lines, please. Yeah. Set us up. Set a scene up and then do some dialogue.
Okay, Whit, do you want to help me out?
What scene?
We just so happen to have the cast here.
Actually,
yeah.
The first one.
I think Annie can make. Annie, do you want to make the call here on this?
Yeah. Annie, make the call.
So it's. Can I help you at all? Or are we cut?
No, we're going. No. It's all happening.
Yeah. Are we cut? you're all. I know it's weird that I'm not there.
Ricky
I'm so sorry.
Comes to the porch, and he surprises me, and I'm like, "Hello, what are you doing here?"
Mm-hmm. I've been sent by my uncle to. Get information to see if she likes him, so that I could spark their romance.
Nice.
So this is me coming to her front porch to see, it's almost like the do you like me note that people used to send in like middle school.
Check yes
do
or
you,
check
yes,
no.
Yes,
yeah.
And
okay.
It's kind of like this, but using an 8-year-old to do it.
Wait, let me give you some music. Ready?
Yeah, for sure. But
yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
I hope it's just the most gangster rap.
Good evening, ma'am. I am with the Boy Scouts of the U.S. of A., earning my solicitor badge. Do you have time to take a quick survey?
Yes, I have some time.
Okay. Question number one. Are you single?
Yes.
Okay, check. Question two. What are your feelings on the local... infrastructure and street repaving?
Well, I haven't driven a car since.
Okay, no opinion then. question number three. Have you recently had any construction work done on your home?
Why, yes, I have.
And did you like your handyman?
I mean, he did a good job.
So you liked him?
Yes.
Congratulations! You just won a free boat trip around town. Follow me.
And then he spontaneously whisks her off onto a boat.
Yeah.
Now to go off Book of Mormon, just in the gutter right now. That was amazing.
Now to go off that, actually.
Oh, we're riffing now.
Well, the part where Annie trails off, since you know it's I haven't driven a car since. This is because Annie's character, Sam, actually has cancer caused by a car accident.
Oh, cool.
Whoa. She has the car cancer.
Yeah. Car cancer.
That's cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very sad and tragic.
Are you the dramaturg of this production?
Yeah, I just explain everything. Yeah, I'm the narrator the whole time.
Are you the director?
No.
No, you just want to give me a little bit of shit.
He's the eye candy.
I'm Lawson, nice, Lawson Dawson.
Aww. Is that your real name or your character
name? No, that's the character's name.
Dude, ask me what his real name is.
What's your real name?
What's your real name?
Whitman Johnson.
Wow. Dude, same thing. Can I be honest? Same thing.
Lawson Dawson, Whitman Johnson.
Lawson Johnson. Oh, my God.
By the way.
From the makers of Jenga and Slinky.
Whitman Johnson. Let's take a break here and let's tease Avery and Adam with what Whit has also accomplished, and maybe they've played his game.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
Have you guys?
Wait, let's come back. We'll tease
Part
that.
Cheesy.
Here, 312-981-7200 for listeners who heard this cast on our show before. Maybe you already know the answer.
Uh-oh.
What has been based on his physique that you can? How do I phrase this, Whit?
High school gymnast.
How can you play him?
Can you play me?
What? I'm not comfortable.
If you're quick enough, let's just say you might know the answer.
You might know the answer. 312-981-7200. I have a Lou Malnati's pizza for anyone who listened to the show when we had Nicholas Sparks, the musical cast, on before. We're celebrating their rap party. We also have Adam Ray and Avery Pearson in the studio. They're appearing at Zany's in Rosemont. And we want to thank Häagen-Dazs from Dovetail Brewery for supplying the beer for the rap party.
Go to Dovetail.
It's
more
delicious.
With all of our guests when we come back. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studios West. I'm in Los Angeles for a few days, and I'm missing the party back home in
Big
our
time.
Allstate Showcase Studios.
Huge party.
Huge party.
Biggest
we
party
have,
in America.
We have
already said it's the party of the year, but
it's a party.
You had no idea what you were walking into. You had no idea. You're like, no. WGN Radio, fine, it's middle of the night. What could possibly be going on? It's this. The host isn't even there.
I read your blog. Patty party while I'm gone.
I should update that. We have in studio with us Adam Ray and Avery Pearson. They're appearing at the Zany's in Rosemont. You can go to zanys.com for all the shows. They're appearing Thursday through Saturday.
So good.
And it's stand-up comedy. There's music. And you know what? The audience is part of the show.
You are.
We also have in studio with us Häagen-Dazs, who is the brewmaster, the master brewmaster. That's a lot of mastery. And also Lane Tech grad alum. So thrilled to have him in studio as well with Dovetail Brewery. We also have the cast of Nicholas Sparks, the musical, and I'm so thrilled you guys are back. And Annie, I wanted to find out, how did the show go? How'd you feel about the run? Nope.
So, okay. So Annie's having a little technical difficulties with her microphone, but we're good to go.
All right. Oh, so who do we have? We have Annie Lynch, Vince Locke, and Whit Johnson from the cast of Nicholas Sparks, the musical. Oh, that was a ear piercing.
Yes, we're having a bit of technical difficulties up in our booth.
It's too much fun. It's too much fun. How did the run go, Annie?
It went so well. We sold out a couple of shows.
Oh, congratulations.
It was so much fun. Like, the energy was just constant laughs, which is everything you could ever want from a show.
Exactly. Were there any surprises? Were there any moments where you always have those things where people laugh where you don't think they're going to, or even if it's like a silly thing where a cell phone goes off, kind of bumps things in a different direction.
There was this great moment, and I think we'll have Vince tell you, because he didn't get to talk throughout the entire show because he played this character called Movie Magic, who was just like there to move objects around and hated it.
Oh no.
It's literally the only reason I got a mic is because this is the first time I've spoken in 4 weeks on a... It's not Friday. I just realized that.
Yikes.
Let's hope, guys.
You are mute on stage.
Which, if you know me, is incredibly difficult to believe.
And one of the things that he kept, that kept happening, he wore this, entire unitard where his only face was shown.
I would also like to say that... Annie, in the process of getting that unitard, said, "What size do you want?" And I said, "Obviously, large." And about
6'2". Nice one, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I need it.
Ladies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you get it?
Yep. Do you get it?
Get the reference? Mm. Continue.
Turns out it's what's called a Chinese large. And I don't know if you've ever.
What does
tried.
That mean?
It's a little snug in the boy area. Yeah.
Is there any give in the.
Say
you
it.
Know,
in the seated area?
What's the word?
I wore a cup. I demanded a cup.
That's what we needed.
Did you tell the audience you were wearing a cup, or did you let them know, I just got a super muscular... it's very defined and outlined.
Hey, let the people decide.
Yes.
That's what I did.
Judge DuPont.
Was it comfy on a scale of 1 to not at all?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know. Did you guys play baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a lot. Right,
good, yes. Good.
Yeah. Then you never know. Wake up because I'm a rebel. Even at four, I was like, what? Let it hit me.
No, that's not dude, rebel.
I'm,
that's
dude, I'm still
stupid.
Wearing a cup. I'm wearing two right now.
Are you wearing two cups?
Yes. We don't wear cups.
I wear four condoms. So what? So all right. So what?
Well, so normally, you know, there's the whole jock strap area of it. That didn't come with it. And so basically it was just, you know.
No way.
You're like Baryshnikov in some ways.
Yeah.
Don't know who that is, but I agree.
No! Oh, we are so old. Boy,
yeah. Oh, wow.
I got one text about this radio spot. It was Baryshnikov knowledge. I said, through the roof.
Not white heat for this kid, let me tell you.
Dude.
Wow.
Well, good. Good to know. Right,
very famous ballet dancer.
The unitard market, by the way, has got to be like one of the biggest. You know, I mean, are those guys cleaning up? Like, let's be like,
well,
let's.
It's not
know,
a
it's
lot
$24
material.
On Amazon. You can get anything on Amazon.
Was
now.
It?
Yeah, it was great. It was so easy. It came in 2 days.
I think who's the guy that sees that order coming through, you know?
Yeah, that's
does
very true.
Does he have
true.
A bunch of tards just sitting around and he's like ready to ship them off?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
He's like...
Unitards. I was trying to be... All right, you know what? You guys made it weird.
Call it unis. Call it unis.
All right. Well, with the back half of the word, okay?
Fair enough.
So, yeah, uniforms. Thank
yeah.
you.
You're shipping me that and like seashell wind chimes.
Yeah.
And like that's the
you
products that get
you. Chimes on Amazon, can't you?
Yeah.
All right, real quick. Quick, and Patty, yep. I want you to open this because it's your show. Yep. Weirdest thing you've ordered on Amazon. Go.
Boom.
Oh, yeah, it's not appropriate for the air.
Cool. So, can you text us and we'll say it? Because we can walk.
I'll send you the pictures.
Nice.
Not in use. So I am.
Hello. Welcome to Patty Talk.
Welcome to Patty Party Talk.
Everyone, Patty,
I did enjoy
poopy.
That moment of quiet. Like, did she just say that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't know what kind of show we've walked into. Now, I have to ask.
There's 87 people in this room, by the way.
All listening please, intently.
My listeners will tell you I have no shame.
Good.
So, Whit, when you saw Vince in the gear that he had to wear, did you feel sorry for him, or did you sort of feel a kinship to him in the
answer carefully,
to...
sir?
Oh, it was amazing. It really brought us together. Me and Vince had a special relationship on the show. Just he's always there, like he has my back, hands me a lot of the props. But yeah, I mean, the crowd loved it. I think
Vince was everyone's favorite.
Yeah, the
character.
Hit of the show.
Yeah, for having the least amount of like verbal work to do, he like totally everyone loved it.
So you got to give Vince a really good role in the next play then, where he's talking all the time, and you guys can all sit in the corner. No?
Well, it's just going to be the same play, but from his perspective.
Interesting.
Everyone else is going to be on the note.
I have written it, and it is explosive.
Well, just don't make sure it's not in the unitard. And here's the thing. is Whit, we didn't get to let people know. I have to tease it again after the news. Can you guys hang out for another segment?
I think Ava and I are going to bounce.
All right. You guys have a good night.
Listen, we love you, Patty.
All right, so we'll do
it. We'll see you Saturday.
We didn't have any listeners call to tell us the answer to what Whit has.
Well, can you tell us before we get out of here?
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, you definitely
can. I have the pizza?
Wait, what?
There was a pizza on the line. I would love that pizza.
Oh, I will send you a pizza.
Illuminati's pizza, too.
It might not be the Illuminati's, but it'll be I'll send you a pizza.
Is it a Shakey's pizza?
I was the Flash in Injustice 2. I was called in to actually have my face. It was like facial mocap.
Nice.
Super fun. Super fun project and really cool to see, you know, like to play as myself.
Dude, that's
so amazing.
Dope.
That's
really
cool.
What? Wait, so where can we see that?
Yeah.
Xbox, PlayStation. It's just
dude,
one of those like video games.
Motion capture's so cool, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, so you, wow. What?
Right? Isn't that amazing? That is
do
cool.
you,
that.
Now let me ask you this. Are you single or are you with a...
person.
I'm single.
Yeah,
nice,
great.
Dude. Keep
so
it. Stay
now,
single.
On
so is that my opening line?
don't act like that's a dumb question.
Yeah, it's also the best way to live.
Yeah,
what are you
dude,
talking about?
Talking about if you're on Bumble, Craigslist, whatever you find people on, you open with that. You go, hey, you want a futon from the Flash?
Fastest man alive, ladies.
Thank you.
Well, that's not always a good
that's the best thing to build myself up.
No, not the seller.
I'm talking about the futon delivery service.
Zany's all weekend.
Avery Pearson
dope,
and Adam Ray. You guys, I look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. I hope I can catch up with you
we
after
will.
My show.
We'll
and I'll see
you
because you have two shows.
We have the cast. You guys, I mean, hopefully come to a show and we can all continue our party.
We have one show Thursday, two on Friday, two on Saturday.
Saturday.
On Saturday. Excellent. You guys have a great time. It was wonderful hanging out
Patty
with Adam Ray.
Real pleasure. So much
fun. Give everybody your websites and anything social media.
Man, AdamRayComedy.com for, I guess, tour dates and all my videos and all that. And new season of Curb, October 1st. Workaholics movie, I think it's called Game Over Man, is, I think, September. And then my podcast About Last Night, which I do with Brad Williams, another great comic, also a little person. If you don't have a dwarf best friend, you got to get one.
Oh.
Don't steal one. That's 7 years bad luck. But if you can find yourself in a position to befriend one, you got to do it.
God, I should have gone first. Follow me at Avery Funny.
And there it is.
And, and if you're in LA, come to the 88 show at the Hollywood Improv Monthly.
And Zany's
this weekend. Weekend.
Pat, you're the greatest.
Yeah,
definitely. Oh, you guys are wonderful. I look forward to meeting you both. And we're hanging out with the cast of Nicholas Sparks the Musical. It's their rap party on air on WGN 720 AM. It's
party!
This is Chicago's. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn.